Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair, distinguished Vice Chairperson, distinguished High Commissioner, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. Let me start by thanking the High Commissioner on Refugees for his opening statement. The Republic of Bulgaria aligns itself with the statement made on behalf of the European Union and its member states. I would further like to add a few comments in a national capacity. In the course of this year, we marked the 70th anniversary of the 1951 Refugee Convention. Thanks to this key and unique international treaty, millions of lives have been saved and millions of people have been given hope for a new beginning. We deeply regret that in the meantime, in 2021, the forced displacement has reached new record levels. Against this background, upholding the Convention's spirit and fundamental principles is more urgent than ever. The Bulgarian government acknowledges the universal right to seek asylum, as well as the principle of non-refoulement, as enshrined in the 1951 Geneva Convention. We share the grave concern over the deteriorating security situation in Afghanistan, the rapidly worsening humanitarian situation, and the rising number of internally displaced persons and those fleeing the country in search of asylum. Bulgaria will continue working with international partners on durable solutions for Afghan refugees, including the creation of conditions for safe and dignified repatriation and sustainable socio-economic reintegration of Afghan nationals. We reconfirm in this regard our support, including financial one, to the UNHCR role in the implementation of the comprehensive refugee response framework in the Afghan displacement situation. In this context, we also state our serious concern over attempts to instrumentalize refugees, asylum seekers, and migrants as a means of putting pressure on third countries. We consider such actions to be inhumane, contrary to international law, and unacceptable. Bulgaria shares the concern about the disproportionate effects of the pandemic, particularly on women, children, and persons with disabilities. The persons of concern to the UNHCR are also among the worst affected by the pandemic's continuing impact. The disruption in education for refugees, particularly girls, is alarming, and we add our voice to the call for ensuring their secure and regular access to education. We commend the UNHCR for continuing to pay particular attention to the specific protection challenges and needs of women and girls, and for stepping up efforts to prevent, mitigate, and respond to sexual and gender-based violence and other forms of abuse against women and girls. We share the concerns already expressed on other occasions that the ways of delivering protection and assistance in humanitarian settings continue to be insufficiently adapted to the needs of people with disabilities. Bulgaria welcomes in this regard the UNHCR's 5-year action plan on disability inclusion. Bulgaria joins its voice to the stated appreciation of UNHCR's ability to stay and deliver, to reshape its approach and of its consistent advocacy for the inclusion of persons of concern in national vaccination plans, health responses, and other services to mitigate the negative impacts of the pandemic. We also welcome the UNHCR comprehensive internal reform of structures, systems, and processes, which contributed to the quality of the pandemic's response. We equally commend the efforts to strengthen its integrity and oversight functions, risk management, and programming based on results. Bulgaria shares the view of the relevance and timeliness of the proposed EXCOM conclusions on pandemic, and we hope they will be adopted by consensus. We appreciate the work done so far by the rapporteur and the UNHCR Secretariat in this sense. We are looking forward to the high-level officials meeting this September, almost 2 years after the first Global Refugee Forum, as an opportunity to meet again and reaffirm our joint commitments as UN member states to work together towards a global solidarity and burden and responsibility sharing. This would be an opportunity for all of us also to take stock of the progress made towards achieving the goals of the Global Compact on Refugees, to identify the way forward and discuss future solutions. It would moreover be an occasion to present the achievements in fulfilling the pledges made at the high-level segment on statelessness, which took place during the 17th session of this committee in 2019. We use the opportunity to inform that already in 2020, Bulgaria withdrew its reservation with regard to Article 31 of the 1954 Convention regarding the status of stateless persons. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.